It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a lovely bar. It has great staff, great food, a great selection of drinks. It's just a great place to visit.
And Rob.
Rob, do you fancy Rob? Because every time I mention this hotel, you mention Rob.
Rob looks after me.
Rob looks after you.
And I look after Rob. Rob runs the whole show downstairs.
Yeah.
And Rob's kids are kid. I don't know how many has listened to the podcast. So when we give Rob a shout out, I get a free drink. Well done, Rob.
Oh, that's how it works, isn't it?
That's how it works.
And I have to say, Rob is great in the bar, in the Oasis Bar and Grill.
Non-alcoholic drink.
Yes. Anyway, if you're around this neck of the woods, pop into the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? This is something I would love to get your opinion on 085 825 2626. Should councils in Dublin continue to pay for the repair of playgrounds that have been destroyed by vandals? The reason I'm asking you this question is Ray sent us a message yesterday and he said, I just saw the story online about the scumbags burning down the playground in Coolock the other day. The effers destroyed the place and apparently it'll cost $250,000 to do it up. This is nuts. It's happening every weekend in these areas. My point is, I don't want my taxes paying for this. The council should stop doing them up, leave them the way they are. And here's the thing, it's local scumbags doing it. The locals know who it is. They are also to blame for not reporting their neighbours' kids. Stop wasting money putting nice things in kips like Coolock. You need to cover this on your podcast. And that is from a guy called Ray. Now, Ray is referring to the major damage that was caused to a playground at Oscar Traynor Park over last weekend. It follows similar damage to Diamond Park in the North Inner City, which was attacked in July and again last month, as well as fire damage at Bridgeford Street Park in the Liberties in October, and Sean Moore Park in September, and brand new toilets were set alight in St. Anne's Park last month. It's just a litany of damage to facilities provided by the council for local residents and their kids, and it makes me absolutely sick to my stomach.
It's the one thing I've never understood or got, okay? Joyriding, even as much as I abhor it, yeah? I can understand joyriding because there's a thrill in joyriding, okay? I'd imagine you're robbing a car and you're out doing wheelies and stuff like that. But damaging property in your own area, and let's be very, very clear here, this is not people. This is not young fellas. Say, for instance, the playground in
Oscar Traynor Park.
In Oscar Traynor Park, yeah? That was done by local young fellas or from around the vicinity.
Yeah, it wasn't lads coming over from Ballyfermot.
Group of young fellas are saying, let's get a bus over to Oscar Traynor Road from Ballyfermot.
Because they have a lovely new playground there and we'll burn it down.
That's right. So it is locals. And I will never understand, because these local tow rags, and they're literally, that's all they are. They're swamp critters, aren't they? They're pond life. That's all they are. They're the lowest rung of the human evolution ladder is what they are. And what I don't understand is why damage something in your own area?
I don't get it myself. I really don't. I don't get that sort of damage. We're going to be talking to the Lord Mayor of Dublin in a couple of minutes, who's really pissed off over this, because he has said, to those responsible, I say, grow up and cop on. That's what the Lord Mayor said.
That is a waste of your energy, Lord Mayor, and I'll be saying this to him, because these people don't have any cop on. They are just... And I don't know what even goes on inside their head that they think that that's the appropriate thing to do. But here's the thing. I think the price that was put... Sorry, did you read out the message, yes, from...
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. because they put the wrong price on it. The person that sent in the message put the wrong...
It'll cost $250,000 to do it up.
Now, I heard... that was from Ray. I heard it was $100,000.
So not quite $250,000.
But it doesn't matter. If it's $100,000, it's $100,000 too much. My point is, and I agree with Ray, stop throwing... What's the expression? Stop
good
throwing,
money after bad.
Yeah, stop throwing good money after bad. And there's an old expression as well. This is why people can't have nice things. Because they were given a... And I know the kids will suffer... That use the playground. But we have a very similar playground where we live. And I'm not making this about areas, okay? I'm not saying my area is great before you all start getting all triggered over it. I'm not saying my area is great, but we've had a lovely playground there for the last 15 years it was built, and it hasn't been touched once. Because the people in the area have respect. And the young fellas who even hang around know that they're not going to wreck it because their younger brothers and sisters use it. And that's what I don't get, the mentality of these Canada Goose scum buckets wrecking these playgrounds when their little nieces, nephews, brothers and sisters use it. And Graz is saying, wait for Jeremy to blame council states. Never, nobody used the word council. Get off your fucking... Get the chip off your shoulder, Graz. I never mentioned council estates. What I did say was, we've had a playground in our estate for 15 years and it's never, ever been touched. But in areas where it is touched, and I would say this if it was burned down in my area as well, it shouldn't be replaced. Stop throwing good money after bad or bad money after good, whatever. It's a waste of time. These cretins that did this do not care about... the facilities, and their mothers will be the first ones that'll be on this show given now. And there's nothing for Keane to do, and there's nothing for Jordan to do. Our area is deprived, it's been run down, there's no money being pumped into it. The reason there's no money being pumped into it is because you don't deserve good stuff. If you can't look after good things, you do not deserve them.
Okay, but let's be perfectly clear. It is a small, mindless gang doing this sort of
damage. And I don't believe that some of the locals don't know. Locals always know who the scumbags are in the area and who's doing it. Okay?
Okay, our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're asking, basically, when a playground or a public service like that is destroyed in an act of vandalism, should the council, and as I said, we're going to be talking to the Lord Mayor in a minute, and he has already said, we'll be back, we'll be putting money into it, we will rebuild, we won't leave the community stranded. We're asking whether or not they should be spending money doing up playgrounds when they get destroyed.
And if you believe that they I can't think of one good reason why it should be replaced. Can anybody think of one good reason why it should be replaced?
Because most people in the area are decent people and their kids deserve to be able to use the playground.
Why don't they report it then?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Do you believe that good money after bad should be spent on playgrounds that are destroyed all over Dublin? 085-825-2626. Let me kick off this conversation with Eddie.
Where are you, lads? That's a kind of a good topic today. Yeah, it's very frustrating, isn't it? You fucking put all these facilities in these deprived areas because they always say, oh, there's nothing to do for the poor little angles, you know? And then they go and fucking wreck it. For a couple of years, I coached the local football team, and we didn't have our own AstroTurf, so we used to hire one out down in Cherry Orchard, and probably a couple of times a year you'd ring up to book it and they'd be like, oh, you can't have it this week, it's been bored out again. And that was happening over and over. Now, it's very frustrating. I'd say it's frustrating for the decent people that live in the area as well. I don't know if the council's actually factored that into their budget for damage and repairs. I'd say they'd have to. But I mean, put some fucking CCTV up or something, you know, because you know the people in the area ain't going to grass anyone up. But it's very frustrating. And the thing is, if you don't repair it, it just becomes an even bigger eyesore. So the council are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. But yeah, it's absolute scrotes.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Now, Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. You heard the message that we read out. Very annoyed over the amount of taxpayers' money that is wasted year after year, reinstating stuff that has been damaged by vandals, in this case, hundreds of thousands of euro for just one of the playgrounds. Could be a quarter of a million to repair all the playgrounds that have been damaged. Is that a waste of money?
Yeah, and I tell you why. Because all this stuff now has been going on for over 50 years or so, right? Whether it's in Dublin, whether it's in Cork, whether it's in Limerick or wherever, right? You put in facilities in places like this, they get destroyed and they keep getting redone. And I say that must have cost, I say, nearly billions now at this stage. And what should happen now, I would lay down, if I was the Lord Mayor now, I would lay down an ultimatum to the people in the area. Ye are not getting any more funding from the council or any facilities built unless you give up the names of the scumbags who are destroying your areas, period. If you don't give up the names, you're not getting anything more. And I say, if you give them an ultimatum like that, they won't be fast giving up the names of the people who are destroying the area.
Okay, but the bottom line is, in the case of these playgrounds being destroyed, you are talking about kids doing it, literally children, teenagers destroying playgrounds for whatever the hell reason they're doing it. Nobody's going to turn in their own kids, are they?
No, but I'm sorry, no, but it's about time parents start fucking parenting their kids, Adrian. Because, see, this is one of the problems now today, is, you see, parents want to be their best friends instead of being their parents, you know? And that's fucking awful, like, because, you see, yeah, people should not be deprived of stuff, absolutely, but, you see, the thing is, unless you what they should do now at this stage, since it's been going on for a lot too long, give them an ultimatum, right? No, because, like, even ring in people anonymously saying, yes, I know who's doing this, say, Jordan McCarthy from number 44 something, we've evidence that he is doing it, but do it anonymously, and then put charges against them. And you know something else, if their parents or themselves are claiming Dole money, dock their Dole and pay for the damage out of their Dole. How's that?
Yeah, and look, I get all of that. I know you understand exactly the point that you're making, that you give them an ultimatum, we find out who's doing this damage in the playground or we're never repairing it again, and that's fine, but I just know nobody is going to turn in their own teenage kids. Nobody.
Well, you know what, you don't deserve nice things if you don't appreciate nice things.
But I could argue with you that the vast majority of people, let's just give that Oscar Traynor Park in Coolock as an example. The vast majority of people who use that playground are decent people and deserve to be able to use the playground.
Yes, but here's the thing, right? The same people were up at the Crown Plains factory only a few months ago saying we want to keep our community safe and we want to protect our kids, right? This is a chance now to make your communities more safe and protect your kids, and they're not doing it. So, you know what? You don't do it, you don't get nothing.
Okay, so you would like to see councils at least making a threat before they waste money doing up playgrounds again and again and again.
Definitely, because, see, Adrian, this cannot go on. Because, see, unless you give an ultimatum to somebody, you know, like for instance, last week there, I know you were talking about half tenants in a half apartment block complex block, right? And none of the half tenants paid any deposits on the places they were renting, right? And it turns out the whole place has now been destroyed because they're not appreciating appreciating the place they're living in. So you see, unless you appreciate something, Adrian, you should not get another one provided by the council. Because see, we cannot be wasting taxpayers' money on never endless things that just keeps getting wasted. It's like a circle going around.
All right, Henry, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And we're talking about a message from one of our listeners who was annoyed at yet another playground in Dublin being destroyed by mindless vandalism. And that, of course, is the playground at Oscar Traynor Park in Coolock, the latest to suffer serious damage after being set alight over last weekend. The Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ray McAdam, joins us on the line. Lord Mayor, good afternoon and welcome to Opinions Matter.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me on.
You're a little bit annoyed looking at your statement today over yet another of our playgrounds being vandalised.
I'm not just annoyed, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, and I'm absolutely determined that we're not going to let a tiny minority destroy spaces that belong to local kids. So if you look at the last number of months, we've had fire damage this year twice in Diamond Park and Gardner Street. We've the Bridgeford Street Park. We've had Sean Muir Park, the Kilmore Park, the Eco Toilets, the newly opened Eco Toilets in St. Anne's Park. And now we've had repeated vandalism of Sheriff YEC's pitch in Fairview Park. Mm-hmm. That's not a coincidence. It's a pattern. It's mindless, idiotic behaviour. It's not a bit of crack. It is simply robbing local kids of somewhere safe and fun to play. And as Lord Mayor, my job now is to make sure that with my colleagues in the City Council, the Gardaí and communities, we respond together, we rebuild, we repair, and we don't walk away. And what's happening here, if you look at the Diamond Park, the cost of refurbing that state-of-the-art new playground is going to be north of €300,000. That's €300,000 that could be better spent refurbishing an existing playground or installing a new playground somewhere across the north in our city or in Cabra or Glasnevin or out in Balmain or Clongriffin. That's money now that can't be spent on either the refurbishment or the new playground. It's trying to repair and rebuild those existing playgrounds. And to say that I'm annoyed would be an understatement. Okay, I'm bloody angry and disappointed.
And the reason we started this conversation today is one of our listeners contacted us to say that it is a complete and utter waste of money doing up a playground that has been destroyed by mindless vandalism only for it to happen again.
Well, it's not a waste of money because local kids, we want local kids to be able to have a safe place to play in. They need to have quality recreation facilities in their communities. So that's not a waste of money. But what is a requirement is that we as a city council working with the Gardaí to ensure then that we identify those responsible and then we take action. And that's why I've been in direct communication and contact with the deputy commissioner back in August, the acting commissioner now for Dublin, Cliona Richardson, and working with the deputy chief executive to make sure that these incidents are prioritised, that Garda visibility is strengthened where it's needed.
Let me look at somewhere like Diamond Park in the North Inner City. It was attacked in July and it was attacked again last month. What is the point in putting more money into somewhere that's just constantly being destroyed by mindless vandals?
I'm not having a situation where just because it's been mindless idiots are vandalising our play spaces and our public spaces that we then just walk away. I'm not having that because the kids living in Gardner Street and Sean McDermott Street, living in the heart of the inner city, they deserve a proper space to play in, a safe space to play in. And that's why it's important we work together, the Gardaí, the council and local communities, to stamp this type of activity out. It's not fair to say. It's not fair on those kids. They are not the ones that are causing this activity. They are not the ones that are causing this mindless vandalism. They are the ones that are now suffering because they don't have the safe play equipment and the quality playgrounds to play in that they had up until a number of short weeks ago.
Okay, so one of the things that a lot of our listeners have been saying is this is literally throwing good money after bad, that it is such a waste. I mean, when you hear a figure of 300 grand, and in fact, I'm sure if you totted up the cost of repairing Diamond Park, Bridgeford Street Park and the Liberties, Sean Moore Park in September, if you add up the cost of all of that, you're into several €100,000 for repairs, and that is taxpayers' money. A lot of people think it's just been flushed down the loo.
I don't agree. I don't agree that it's been flushed down the loo. The fact is we need to ensure, if we want to have a living city, if we want to have an active city where people are living in the heart of the city centre, in their communities, we need to have, young kids need to have a safe place to play. They need to have quality playgrounds, the quality recreation facilities. And we're not simply throwing that away and by saying, no, you can't have those facilities because some minded idiots decide to burn it down. What we need to do now is by working with the communities, working with the Gardaí and through ourselves in the City Council to identify those responsible and making sure that they're caught. And like what we have to do now is that this is money that should be going into more play equipment, more youth facilities, better pitches. We've got a quality sports plan in this city now that we can look to deliver quality infrastructure across communities. That's now been put at risk because we're having to replace what a small minority has wrecked. So my message is very simple here, is that if you burn a playground, if you're not hurting the council, you're hurting your own community. In many respects, you're hurting your own family members and your own connection.
I know, but Ray,
it makes no sense.
But Ray, you're looking for logic from these people, and you won't get logic from these people because the thing to vandalise a park is illogical. Can I just ask you a question? Is there a cap on how many times the council will be prepared to, like, say, for instance, God forbid? So this particular one in Kilmore is repaired, and it's repaired. At
well,
cost,
it will be.
Oh yeah, at the cost of 100 grand. Supposing 2 months then down the line, the same thing happens again. Is there going to be a cap on how many times we replace these playgrounds?
I'm not going to get into that because if we start sending out a message to say we're going to put a cap, then these individuals win. What I would say is that we would then probably have to look at the type and the quality of equipment that would then go back in. And that's not acceptable. I want young Dubliners, our kids, to have the best environment in which to play in. I want them out and enjoying the fresh air that we all want as parents. That's what we want our kids to do. That's where we want them to be.
Do you understand then the frustration of taxpayers when they hear of this money being spent repeatedly?
Can you not hear the frustration in my voice too?
No, I can. I absolutely can.
And I respect it as a taxpayer myself. I'm annoyed. I'm bloody, I am frustrated by this type of stupidity and mindless behaviour. Okay, it makes absolutely no sense.
Just with regard to CCTV, for example, at these playgrounds, is there much, and is it of any use in terms of catching the culprits?
CCTV is always an aid to the Gardaí. If you look at what happened in the city streets back in November 2023, like they spent thousands and thousands of hours going through CCTV, and that's where local Gardaí in various districts and divisions, they'll be going through CCTV in the local area to identify those responsible. I have an awful lot of confidence in the rank and file members of an Garda Síochána Conor to identify those responsible. If I look at what we've seen in our city over in the past and then been involved in my 17 years as a councillor, I've seen the work they do on the ground. So I have no doubt that where the CCTV is there and the guards will be able to go through it, that will help to identify those responsible. I have no doubt in that respect.
All right. As I said, I can hear the frustration in your voice, but I'm also hearing frustration from our listeners over
completely
all this money being wasted for something that may happen again. But you're determined to make sure that these...
I'm determined to ensure that young Dubliners have a safe place to play in, good quality recreation facilities. Because at the end of the day, we want our kids out in a safe space, quality playgrounds. We want them out in the fresh air, like all of us were when we were younger as well.
Lord Mayor Fine Gael's Ray McAdam, thank you very much indeed, Ray, for talking to us on the Opinions Matter podcast. And that's what you're listening to. This is Adrian and Jeremy. And we've a lot of comments coming in. We'd love to hear from you on 085-825-2626. Should the council keep throwing good money after bad to reinstate playgrounds that are destroyed?
And how much? I know Ray didn't want to answer the question. I understand why, because if he comes on and says, well, we'll replace it as long as it keeps getting wrecked, the scumbags will hear that and then they go, oh yeah, should we just wreck it and it'll be taken again. CCTV is not going to work. That'll be damaged.
Yeah, probably.
If you put CCTV, and as well, CCTV cameras on places where kids are playing and stuff, I don't know if they would be happy with that. Something needs to be done about just scumbags in the area. And I'm sorry, and I know people from Coolock will hear this podcast. You know the people who did this. Some of you do. You have to know the people who did this. So Don't be saying that it's from people from other areas. You know, where's the marches for this? Where's the marches?
That's a good question, actually. It's a very good question.
You know, the people at Coolock, and I'm not branding you all up with the same brush, but you've done very good out marching to try and keep your area safe. In fact, one of the biggest campaigns was carried out by the people at Coolock to keep their streets safe from the iPass Centre. What are you doing to keep your children safe from the scumbags? And they're not immigrants, by the way. And I'm not making this an immigrant topic, but the young fellas, I nearly bet my house on it, the young fellas that smashed up that playground were not just, as you lads like to say, off the boat.
No, they weren't.
Okay,
no.
They weren't off the boat. So what are you going to do? Where is the marches? Where are all these, the National Party and all that? Where's their marches being organised for the people?
I haven't heard of any. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Jess.
Can't come on, lads, but 100% agree. What's the point of putting in facilities like playgrounds and astroturfs and everything like that when they're just going to get destroyed week in, week out, month in, month out? It's a fucking joke. It's a waste of money. No, sorry. It may be a minority of people ruining them, but it's enough to keep it as a fucking problem. So no, if you're just going to keep burning it down and ruining it, you don't fucking deserve it. That's just the end of. Like, how would you like it if you just kept building stuff and people just gave you the middle finger and destroyed it? Like, no. Fucking scrawny scumbags.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We have a message that came in. We're going to try and get the person on, and it's slightly taking this conversation in a different area. And I don't want to read out the message until we see if we can get the person on yet. But it's talking about, and this is from someone who lives in the Coolock area, Kilmore Coolock, saying that they're thinking of mobilising. Now, I don't know how people would feel about this. Thinking about mobilising a vigilante group of locals to go around. Yeah.
Mm. Is that the answer as well?
I'm not saying either.
I know, a group of locals to hang around the playground and make sure nobody has parties or light fires.
When you hear the word vigilante, you think of a white van and a couple of baseball bats.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Oh, sorry, lads.
Dave, the Lord Mayor said, we'll just keep throwing money at this problem. We'll keep repairing these playgrounds because local kids deserve the best of facilities. What's your view on this? Should we keep paying?
But do you know what? After listening to him talk, I've actually kind of changed my opinion. Because at the start, I was like, yeah, look, it's a waste of money. It's a shit area. They don't deserve it, blah, 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 blah. But he made a very good point. I mean, like, we're basically saying to a bunch of just innocent kids and families who do everything right, we're sorry there's a bunch of scumbags in your area, but everybody else thinks you're pieces of shit and you're not worth it. So shit, fuck off, you know? And I mean, like, these areas are historically from low socioeconomic, they're, you know, education isn't the best. Look at voting records are usually the ones that, you know, tend to come out less than voting general elections and stuff. And to a certain extent, they have been forgotten. I mean, think of all the messages that come in, the voice notes that come in, and immediately it's like certain areas equals scum, even though the vast, vast majority of people that live in those areas are fine. The councils are a massive problem here, because anybody who lives in a house estate, like, give you an example. I live in a house estate, it's half council, half privately owned. Every time a council house goes up and someone new is moving in, everybody gets a little worried, because everyone knows all it takes is one bad fucking family to ruin an entire area. The councils are well within their rights, they're well within their powers to say to the people who are causing shit in these estates, listen, you've had enough chances, you're causing havoc here, get the fuck out. People say then, well, sure, where are you going to move? You have to put them somewhere.
Okay, but if you look at something like what happened in these playgrounds, and it's been a series of playgrounds, nobody's been caught because the young fellas are cute whores. They cover their faces or whatever, and they're setting fire to these things. They know exactly what they're doing. Never caught. So how can you even punish the parents of those kids, because they're never caught?
True. Well, what you need is more of a guard of presence in these areas. You know what I mean? CCTV can help. I mean, put some big fuck-off high fences around them with a barbed wire if you have to, or just big green spike fences, a big gate and a big lock, and put an alarm on the lock. There are ways and means around this kind of stuff. Like, look, I live down the country and people have tried to wreck our local playground. People knew who it was. I said, lads, if you do it again, you're going to get a clip. You know, people know, like, they know who these people are, because they're not just vandalizing playgrounds. They're probably up into all other sorts of stuff, you know? And, like, another thing as well, if you catch them, make them do community service. because I'm like, I'm a firm believer that there's no better job. None will ever make you feel better than after doing a job with your own two hands. And you might not save everybody. You might help a few kids. Maybe if they're made to actually make their area look nice and put in the hard work and put in the hard graft, they might be less inclined to wreck their shit. Might not work, might end up being a complete failure, but it's better than pulling them in front of a judge, giving a sob story, and then be like, all right, well, back out to terrorize people. We don't punish juvenile crimes harshly enough or enough in this country.
I agree.
And we are potentially, inadvertently, like, creating the next generation of hardened criminals, because you're going to have a generation of young kids and teens. Like a lot of I know people that come from areas like that, and they say it themselves. From a young age, they feel road hot because people are like, where are you from? And you're like, say, Myross or South Hill or Island Fields and Limerick, and people kind of give you the side eye. You're like, oh, really? So, like, from a young age, these people have others looking down their nose at it, you know? And I'm not saying we treat them with kid gloves. I'm not saying we treat them nicely. If you get caught doing stuff, you're giving back to the community, and you need to be fucking punished.
Okay, let's go back to what the Lord Mayor said, that they will continue to reinvest in playgrounds. We're looking at bills of up to £1 million for Dublin City Council alone, not to mention all the other 31 local authorities around the country. Is that money well spent doing up vandalism damage?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Is it money well spent looking after the kids who, of no fault of their own, live in an area where shit like this happens? Or are we basically just going to say to an entire generation of kids, sorry you were born in the wrong geographical location, basically piss off, you know?
No, but if I look at, for example, and this was mentioned a while ago, Diamond Park in the North Inner City was attacked in July, and it was attacked again last month. Now, I didn't ask the Lord Mayor, but I assume after the July attack, the repair crews were sent in and they repaired it, and now it's been damaged again. How long do you keep doing that?
And look, and I agree with you, and a lot of these little wankers are like, new playground challenge accepted. I get that. Yeah. But like, building a new playground isn't just enough. Like, a lot of these problems are going back decades. They have to do with social deprivation. They have to do with lack of education. They have to do with an entire generation of kids who've probably grown up feeling disenfranchised because of the way the rest of the country looks at their area. They also have, like, we don't have enough guards. We don't have enough community support in these areas. Do you know, so they're basically being left to their own devices. But again, big high fences, alarms on it. Like, if you have a bunch of little scumbags going into wrecking place and a big fuck off, like, really loud alarm starts going off, they're going to scamper, because at the end of the day, a lot of them are just fucking cowards anyway.
Well, yeah, I have to read a message out from a listener who contacted us there a moment ago. And this person is from Edenmore, which is near Raheny. And
is that near Coolock?
It's between Coolock and Raheny. It's in that sort of
now,
area.
We did invite, in case you think this person is a chicken, they're not. They would love to come on the podcast any time. They just told a man about the area and work at the moment.
Anyway, he says, I'm from Edenmore. Can't come on because I'm working. But listening to this, and I can tell you this and warn those fuckers, we are mobilising and this won't be happening again. I'm in a parents' WhatsApp group. We already have 10 volunteers, mothers and fathers, and we are prepared to carry out vigilante activity. We won't let these scumbags ruin our area. The locals are afraid because some of these teenagers are from big drug families. We are not afraid. They won't be able to light fires with broken limbs.
Jesus.
I mean, that's a bit
fighting talk. I think that's brilliant.
You think it's brilliant?
Oh, yeah, here's Lefty Adrian said, I don't support vigilantism.
I don't support vigilantism.
There you go. There you go.
I don't. Dave, your reaction to that message?
Brilliant. Yeah. Fair fucking play to him. It's about time. You always hear about the good people in the area and the bad people in the area, and these people have been pushed too far. Look, I'll give you a perfect example. I live in a very rural area. There was a lad driving around breaking into houses. He was off up around a hilly part, we know. A couple of farmers, they boxed him in. They marched him up into a field. They made him dig a hole. And they said, if we ever see you up here again, we'll fucking shoot you and put you in the hole. Guess what, lads? He hasn't been seen back since. It'd be nice to live in a society where we all could sit down and talk about our feelings. But unfortunately, people like this, like, they only need to have the shit scared out of them once or twice. You're not going to start gang warfare over it. Like,
I won't. There for a second, Dave. I just want to put that to the people who are listening to this as we record it live, and we'll give out the message again in a second, because it's real fight and talk. And
now, to be honest, that's all I think it is.
Oh.
I think it's just a bit of bravado and a message. I don't actually believe that somebody is going to set up a group to go around and clatter the heads off young fellas.
Happened before. Okay, well, let's take them at their word that that's what they are going to do, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you don't believe that people in Coolock will mobilise to keep the area safe? Hello, is your head been up your arse for the last few years?
I'm talking about against their own. I'm talking against their own young fellas.
So they'll only do it against the boat people, as they call them?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so supposing this is the case, and they're going to mobilise 10 of them or whatever they said, and they're going to mobilise and carry it. Like, you heard the last line there, you can't light a fire with a broken hand. I think that sounds brilliant. I think that's great. That's absolutely, because that's the only thing these Canada Goose scumbags know. So I want to find out from you guys, and I just want you to WhatsApp us yes or no to 0858252626. Yes or no, do you support, if these people, if this group of parents in Edenmore are being truthful, do you support what they are planning to do? Yes or no to 085-825-2626. Yes or no, do you support them? Because Adrian doesn't. This is where Adrian becomes a bit woke. You spent the last 45 minutes giving out about the place being wrecked.
Yeah, I did,
and,
yeah.
And their little scumbags and stuff like that. And then as soon as a person living in the area message to say, well, we're going to do something about, oh no, you can't, no, we can't.
Let me read the message and let's find out whether or not you support
just for a second, because I really think on this one you're in the minority. Yes or no, would you support these parents mobilising and doing something about this? Yes or no?
I'm from Edenmore, can't come on because I'm working, but listening to this, and I can tell you this and warn those fuckers, we are mobilising and this won't be happening again. In a parents' WhatsApp group, we already have 10 volunteers, mothers and fathers, and we are prepared to carry out vigilante activity. We won't let these scumbags ruin our area. The locals are afraid because some of these teenagers are from big drunk families, but we're not afraid.
Drug families, by the way, is it? Yeah. Drunk.
Drug families. We are not afraid. They won't be able to light fires with broken limbs.
And Adrian thinks these people don't mean it. Now, I would say there was people in Coolock who threw firebombs into the Crown Paints.
Yeah, so, no, I know.
Just saying.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Grant, yeah, I don't believe in knocking, like, if that keeps happening, that just like don't bother with the area. And like I'm actually originally from Ballyferm, like I'm renting in Selbridge now. But like there's been things like that happening in Ballyferm, and I can give one example, because as you're saying there, like we shouldn't, if that keeps happening, that we shouldn't put any funding into the area. Now I can give an example of a secondary school in Ballyferm, St. Dominic's. Remember there was a case years ago, the PE hall in the area was in Biff, and the school was trying to get funding for the school. I think it was like €250,000 to update the PE hall, and they decided to give it to a school in Dublin 4. It's a Wesley school or something like that, for a Camogie pitch, and we got discriminated against and we didn't get the grant at the end. Like, you have that kind of example, for instance, like Ballyferm as a disadvantaged area, not getting the grant to help the school to further and improve the education for students, you know, something like that, where they might be thinking, oh, well, they're going to...
Sorry if you're going to cross you, Laura, but I don't think we, when it comes to discussions like this, we should use the term disadvantaged area, because clearly where that happened is not a disadvantaged area, it's advantaged.
Because it has a beautiful playground.
Facilities, yeah. So to say that where this happened in Coolock, yeah, is disadvantaged, it absolutely isn't, because that playground looked absolutely... It's disadvantaged now because the Canada Goose pricks are after destroying it, but it wasn't disadvantaged. Every area has the same facilities now. I mean, you look where I grew up as a kid, we had no playground or no facilities at all. Similar to where Adrian grew up.
But yeah, there was no such thing as playgrounds.
There was no such thing. Every area now, no matter how much of a dive or a kip or a ghetto it is, has basic facilities for kids. Would you agree? So the only reason an area now could be disadvantaged is because the local scumbags have made a disadvantage, because they don't respect what's... I'm sorry for this random, I'm annoyed.
I know, it's grand. Yeah, no, just bring up that kind of example, saying I just remember you mentioned earlier on that, like, if this keeps happening, we should just forget about doing another playground. And if that was the case, then it would become a disadvantage area, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but as Jeremy said, and I'm looking at the photograph of the damage done to that playground, it's absolutely destroyed, okay? The argument is it worth wasting more and more taxpayers' money doing up a lovely, modern, cool playground for kids only for it to be destroyed again?
I can see that point, but then we can kind of argue to the point of the money that's being spent on that security hut and the delay of the children's hospital as well. So there's like all that kind of waste of money too. But like, I think that money would be more suitable. I know it kind of seems like a waste of time updating the playground, but I think it's well worth the money.
And I know some people are saying
you need to crack down on CCTVs.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I know people were saying
to kind of prevent that from happening.
Yeah, put up like 20-foot fences around and make it look like a prison play yard, which is what it would look like.
Okay, that doesn't look great, but it will prevent that from happening. And you know, I know schools in Ballyferrin, I'm going back to Ballyferrin again, but they have like taller railings on the wall of the primary schools because people have come going in and, you know, kind of antisocial behaviour in the school area, and they have to do that to prevent that stuff happening, or else the schools would be wrecked, you know. So
okay,
so sometimes you have to,
do
that.
What do you think the result of the poll was? We asked people to WhatsApp yes or no. Do you support this vigilantism or alleged vigilantism?
And what's the majority saying?
What's the majority saying?
Yeah.
97% of people support that message from the concerned.
What, to set up a vigilante group and go and give a clatter to the young fellas who are doing it?
Yeah. So you're way out of touch.
Emma has been in touch with her opinion.
Hey lads, I do think the playground should be rebuilt, definitely, but it has to be added like protection or security to it. So maybe if they've done something like, you know, like the Astro Play is with a roof as well, and it's closed at whatever, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock every evening until 8 or 9 the following morning, you know what I mean? So they wouldn't be able to get in at it during the day when they, or at night time when they plan to set these things on fire. I know it would be an added cost when rebuilding, but it could possibly work out cheaper in the long run because they might never have to then rebuild the playground again instead of constantly rebuilding it. It might just, I don't know, I can't think of any other idea. Otherwise, they're just going to keep fucking burning the stuff down because they don't give a shit and they think it's fun.
And Emma, the problem is, yes, most playgrounds are closed after a certain hour, but the problem is the fencing around the playgrounds is of a small height. Anybody could jump over them, and that's what they do.
It's hip height.
Yeah, and they just jump over the fences. Now people want to see 20-foot high fences installed to make it look like a prison playground.
Like a cage. No, you can't have that.
Martin.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry we won't be able to come on today. Great topic. Yeah, it's an absolute waste of money, but what about the ordinary decent people who want to bring their kids to the playground? There's no playground there because the council said, fuck that, we're not doing it up again. But as I said on yesterday's podcast, there's no deterrent for these fucking little shitbags. You know, if there was like a strike system, so say they robbed the shop, local shop, and then they did something else, and then they smashed up this playground or they were caught doing it. 3 strikes, right, fair enough, you're gone now. You're in for 6 months. We're trying really to rehabilitate you inside. But no, there's no deterrent there for these little scumbags, lads. And sure, the parents are it's probably scum breeding scum as well. At the end of the day, the parents aren't going to adopt them in. As Jeremy does say, my Jordan wouldn't do that.
That's exactly what Jeremy says. Darren.
This all comes down to the youth getting away with murder. They know they are untouchable. Someone's saying they report them. So what's reporting going to do? Nothing happens to them.
No, nothing happens to them at all. And one final message from Robbie.
This is just another clue. We need to look at the laws governing teenagers, you know, from the ages of 12 and up before they hit adulthood at 18. They need to be severely punished, and they need to be taught that there are repercussions for, you know, if you want to act like a scumbag, then you'll be treated like a scumbag and jailed like a scumbag.
All right, Robbie, thank you very much indeed. And a message from that guy who sent a message in earlier on about vigilante group setting up in Edenmore. I'll happily come on when I'm not working and talk about this, Adrian. I've nothing to fear. I won't have my children being put in danger. Watch this space. So we will watch this space. And Bula Bus says, Jeremy, yeah, Bula Bus.
Fully support you. Do whatever you can to protect your neighbourhood from vermin. Vermin.
Yeah. Including beating them up. Beating up teenage kids.
I didn't say anybody should be beaten up. Just.
But that's what vigilante groups do by their very definition.
Just do what it has to be done.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? If you haven't, why don't you? Send the words add me by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 and we will give you a reply message with a link to our WhatsApp channel and you can subscribe there. We'll send you one or two messages every day. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.